Deeper in the mountain were laboratories where Plagueis' real work took place. Confined to cages, stasis fields, bioreactors, and bacta tanks were life forms brought to Munalinst from across the galaxy, many from the galaxy's most remote worlds. Some were creatures of instinct, and others were semi-sentient. Some were immediately recognizable to 114D, others resembled creatures concocted from borrowed parts. Some were newly birthed or hatched, and some looked as if they were being kept at death's door. More than a few were the subjects of ongoing experiments in what seemed to be vivisection or interbreeding, and others were clearly in suspended animation. 114D noted that many of the animals wore remotes that linked them to biometric monitoring machines, while others were in the direct care of specialist droids. Elsewhere in the hollow of the mountain were sealed enclosures warmed by artificial light, a swirl with mixtures of rarefied gases and luxuriant with flora. And deeper still were test centers crammed with complex machines and glass-fronted cooling units devoted to the storage of chemical compounds, alkaloids derived from both plants and animals, blood and tissue samples, and bodily organs from a host of species. Plagueis instructed 114D to wander about the galleries and laboratories on his own and then report back to him. Hours later, the droid returned to say,
"I recognize that you are involved in research related to species durability and hybridization, but I must confess to being unfamiliar with many of the examples of fauna and flora you have amassed, and few of the arcane documents in your library. Is the data available for upload?"
"Some portion of it," Plagueis said. "The remainder will have to be scanned."
"Then the task will require standard years, Magister."
"I'm aware of that. While there is some urgency, we are in no rush."
"I understand, sir. Is there specific data you wish me to assimilate first?"
From the breast pocket of his cloak, Plagueis withdrew a storage crystal. "Start with this. It is a history of the Sith." 114D took a moment to search its memory.
"I have multiple listings under that heading. One defines the Sith as an ancient sect devoted to the study of the Force, similar to the Jedi but guided by different principles."
"That's close enough for now," Plagueis said.
"Magister Damask, if I may be so bold as to inquire, what is our eventual goal?"
"The goal is to extend my life indefinitely. To conquer death." The droid fixed Plagueis in its photoreceptors.
"I have access to data on alleged elixirs of life and fountains of youth, Magister. But all living things ultimately die, do they not?"
"At present, 114D. The droid thought harder about it.
"I have experience in organ replacement surgery, telomere genotherapy, and carbonite suspension, but nothing beyond that."
Plagueis' smooth upper lip curled. "Then you've merely scratched the surface."